Well, good Thursday morning, beloved. It is my pleasure to open up this Thursday with you, sharing just a few moments together in God's Word in the morning. Today, we are in Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 30. And here, we begin reading the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, which he wrote while in prison. Paul had established the church in Philippi, located in the Roman province of Macedonia. And it was the first church that he'd established on European soil. The letter is marked by its emphasis on joy, confidence, unity, perseverance in Christian faith and life. It also reveals the deep affection Paul had for the church at Philippi. And he begins with a greeting, traditionally used in formal Greek letter writing, followed by a prayer of thanksgiving, then proceeds to share the good news about Christ. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading Philippians chapter 1 at verse 1. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and helpers. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I thank my God for you every time I think of you, and every time I pray for you all, I pray with joy because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You are always in my heart, and so it is only right for me to feel as I do about you. For you have all shared with me in this privilege that God has given me, both now that I am in prison and also while I was free to defend the gospel and establish it firmly. God is my witness that I tell the truth when I say that my deep feeling for you all comes from the heart of Jesus Christ himself. I pray that your love will keep on growing more and more, together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Your lives will be filled with true, good qualities which only Christ Jesus can produce for the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, my friends, that the things that have happened to me have really helped the progress of the gospel. As a result, the whole palace guard and all the others here know that I'm in prison because I am the servant of Christ, and my being in prison has given most of the believers more confidence in the Lord so that they grow bolder all the time to preach the message fearlessly. Of course, some of them preach Christ because they are jealous and quarrelsome, but others from genuine goodwill. These do so from love, because they know that God has given me the work of defending the gospel. The others do not proclaim Christ sincerely, but from a spirit of self-ambition. They think that they will make more trouble for me while I'm in prison. It doesn't matter. I'm happy about it. Just so Christ is preached in every way possible, whether from wrong or right motives. And I will continue to be happy, because I know that by means of your prayers and the help which comes from the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I shall be set free. My deep desire and hope is that I shall never fail from my duty, but that at all times, and especially right now, I shall be full of courage, so that with my whole being I will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or I die. For what is life? To me it is Christ. Death, then, will bring more. But if by continuing to live I can do more worthwhile work, then I'm not sure which should I choose. I am pulled in two directions. I want very much to leave this life and to be with Christ. It is a far better thing. But for your sake, it is much more important that I remain alive. I am sure of this, and I know that I will stay. I will stay on with you all to add to your progress and joy in the faith, so that when I'm with you again, you will have even more reason to be proud of me in your life in union with Christ Jesus. Now, the important thing that is thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires, so that whether I am not or am able to see you, I will hear that you are standing firm with one common purpose, and that with one desire you are fighting together, excuse me, for the faith of the gospel. Do not be afraid of your enemies. Always be courageous, and this will prove to them that they will lose and you will win, because it is God who gives you the victory. For you have been given the privilege of serving Christ, not only by believing in him, but by also suffering for him. Now you can take part with me in the battle. It is the same battle you saw me fighting in the past, and as you hear, the one I am fighting still. And today's key verse is Philippians 1:11, where Paul writes, your lives will be filled with the truly good qualities which only Christ Jesus can produce for the glory and praise of God. No, beloved, no matter where Paul went, he had this group of people. I refer to them as the Judaizers. They were ones that followed him around and tried to add works and keeping the law to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Paul was concerned that during this little time in the Gray Bar Hotel there, that these people would be taking advantage of his confinement and work all the harder to overcome the teachings of Paul. But Paul is just so cool in that he just says, yeah, I don't care whether they have bad intentions or good intentions. If they're preaching Jesus, they're preaching Jesus. And, you know, and God is going to be the one who is going to reward on that day. Boy, if we could have an attitude like that, wouldn't that make our lives different? Oh, you saying this and I don't like it? Ha, big deal. Oh, you said about this about me or my family? Oh, big deal. Who cares? Because the only thing that matters is our eternity with Christ. Amen? Lord, help me to keep on growing more and more in true knowledge and the perfect judgment, so that I will be able to choose what is best and be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 30, where the Apostle Paul describes Christ as the example of true humility. Until we meet again, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.